T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
A kneel down for Trubisky. Now 1 minute exactly left to play. And now Deion Dawkins is getting everybody riled up.
The world dropped us, you know. The world dropped us on our head, and it was just us that could pick each other up. We as a unit know that. So it's literally just no disrespect, but it's just F everybody and just focus on ourselves.
Josh Allen back to throw. Sets up, has time, fires it deep down the left side, got a man wide open, caught, touchdown Buffalo, Emmanuel Sanders, had single coverage, he broke free at the 5 and scooted into the end zone for the Buffalo go-ahead touchdown.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I took a quick look at week 5, the notes from that game, Jeremy. Emmanuel Sanders had 2 touchdown catches in that game. Dawson Knox had a big night. Anyway.
Against the Chiefs he did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he had 2 touchdown catches in that game. The Bills were like the quicks. I was, you know me, my memory stinks. So I went back and looked at the notes real quick, and he had 2 touchdowns. Knox had like 3-4 catches, 100-something yards. He had a 53-yard touchdown. The Bills hit like 5 20-plus yard pass plays. They were bombing away on the offense. Yeah, Sanders had 2 TD catches in that game. Hmm. That might have been the peak of it, the top part of his season.
What else do you remember about that game?
I remember actually Mahomes did not look good. Mahomes was missing some guys, and the offense, just their offense, looked like it was off kilter. Like something was missing in their offense in that game.
Yep. Anything else?
Let's see. Okay, I know you're actually diving
I'm
for something here.
Something.
Yeah, okay.
I think it might be for a lot of people another one of those, oh yeah, I forgot that.
Okay, hold on. Can I grab my notes like an open
sure,
book
sure.
test?
Yeah,
okay.
Pull it out. Open book test, everything you've got for that game.
Okay, here's –
Wait
okay.
a minute. Wait, are these the notes you took from that game?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You
well, there should be a pretty large note about the game then.
Okay, beatdown. I did write the Bills are the team to beat in the AFC, but let's see. Allen in control, making plays with arms and legs. Is it a player? Is it a play? What are you looking for?
Quick
strike,
it's not a player.
Offense.
It is about strikes.
It's about strikes. Oh, the lightning strike. There was an hour delay. I forgot about
massive
that.
Massive lightning
That's
delay.
That's right. We're sitting there at half, and it was a night game to begin. I'm like, oh, yeah. God, you're killing me.
Right.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Yes.
They were amazing. They looked great. And then the game had to shut down for a while.
Right, because they had a great first half.
And there was a little thought of, boy, I hope they don't come out rusty. I hope that this doesn't kind of, like, change things. Yeah, a massive lightning delay where they told people to evacuate and, like, stand under the concourse or what. Yeah. Crazy game.
Yeah, it was. I wrote down. I'm looking at my notes. NBC weather radar was awful. I'm trying to remember why I wrote that down. I know we were making fun of it on Twitter, and I don't remember
because
why.
They were showing like these crazy zoomed in radars where you know how sometimes the radar looks like there's a system moving across your screen and you make like, oh, that makes sense, and other times it looks like this flashing strobe light of a single cell. It's like, oh, here it is, and that's gone, it's gone, it's, and like, here's a stadium, and like, it was just so disjointed and jumpy. It was terrible.
How about this? You ready for some other notes? Dawson Knox was on the field for 55 of 57 snaps.
Yeah.
Zach Moss was the lead back. He had 42 snaps. Singletary had 15. I think that was at the time when Singletary was going through some fumbling issues. Sanders, 2 touchdowns. Okay, Josh Allen, pregame playlist. I don't know why I wrote that down. Weather delay. Oh, there was the what was the PB&J report? I wrote down Michelle Tafoya, peanut butter. Oh, the Bills were eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at halftime.
Yeah.
And the locker room was really warm, right? They were overheating in the locker room. They were hanging out in the hallway. And I wrote down, Jeremy smoked brisket.
I did smoke a brisket.
Yeah. See, the things I – this is why I keep my notes.
Maybe I will have to smoke that brisket this weekend after all.
Well, I would get a new one. I mean, I wouldn't use the old one.
Yeah, maybe I will have to do that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about just not doing anything for the smoke because it's supposed to get so cold out. But by the time Saturday night rolls around, it's back to like normal temps.
Yeah, today – I think today and tomorrow morning into Saturday are the silly cold.
Right.
And then I forget what Sunday is. Maybe we're in the 20s.
But by Saturday afternoon, it's supposed to be generally okay.
I think so, yes.
All right.
Relatively speaking.
For the purposes of, not jinxing things, maybe I do have to. I was thinking about it, and I thought maybe not.
Love brisket. Brisket's good.
Yeah.
This is funny.
Maybe I will.
You made my notes. I wrote down KCD is as bad as advertised. they did not have. Hey, you know, one thing I did think about this, though, right? Like one thing in terms of like week five versus the game Sunday night. I mean, they didn't have Melvin Ingram. Chris Jones didn't play. And I forgot Javarius Ward didn't play. And he's probably their best cornerback. Like he might actually shadow Diggs in this game. So they were missing. They'll have three guys playing Sunday night on defense who didn't play in that game. But correct me if I'm wrong. Their offense was intact, right? They were not missing anybody on offense. And the story of that game was what the Bills' defense did to that offense. Kelce and Hill, neither one, they combined for like 120 yards. They were both kept in check. And Mahomes, like I said, Mahomes had kind of a frustrating day, got picked off a couple times. So as much as we can talk about that and go, well, guys, you know, their defense is different, right? Well, they had all their weapons on offense, and their offense was really snuffed out by the Bills' defense that day without Milano.
Yeah. You know, without Milano, with Trey. I was watching last night.
Sure, with Trey.
So
yep.
2 nights ago, the Bills-Patriots game was replayed on NFL Network, and we had some fun watching that and talking about that. Last night, it was Chiefs-Steelers that was on NFL Network again.
Yeah.
And I watched a little bit of that again, which, it's kind of it was hard for me to even consider watching anything involving the Steelers again. But I did it. And the start of that game, the Chiefs were not sharp. They were bad. They're bad offensively. Mahomes missing throws. And, you know, a lot of like what we've said about the Bills' last outing where they went the perfect game, 7-for-7. They did go 7-for-7 against a really, really, really good defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs have been better, but their defense is not nearly as good as New England's, right? From just what it gets done. And that's what I'm thinking about today. I'm thinking about what the defense gets done. Pittsburgh's defense got a lot of credit for being good because they have T.J. Watt, right? And they have Cam Hayward. They have a couple of really impressive players.
And Fitzpatrick.
Minkah Fitzpatrick. Yep. But their numbers, their actual results, they're not good.
Yeah.
They weren't good against the run, and they weren't very good against the pass. They sometimes harassed the passer, and T.J. Watt basically willed that team into the playoffs. The Bills, on the flip side, have no Pro Bowlers, but have all the numbers to back up that they do have a good defense.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're the Steelers, I'm not sure they played murderer's row of quarterbacks. They would have played some good quarterbacks, of course, Joe Burrow twice. But Mayfield and Huntley, right? I mean, they got a couple backups along the way. They got beat up by the Bills, who went up and down the field but couldn't score in the red zone. So I guess I'm like kind of thinking like Kansas City's performance against Pittsburgh and Buffalo's performance against New England. I mean, entering the game, the Bills do have the more dangerous offense.
Yeah.
And they also have, what the numbers would suggest, the better defense. So I'm feeling a little bit, I'm feeling frisky on this Friday.
Hey, look at you. All right. Is frisky below confident? Where is it on the meter? I think it's below. Frisky is not confident.
It's a little below. I mean, I don't know how to say
cautiously optimistic.
I'm not unconfident, but I'm feeling frisky.
Feeling frisky, huh? Good. No, I probably shouldn't say this because it could come back to get me. I don't mean to brush off Mahomes because that'd be a stupid thing to do. But I firmly believe they're going to have to score a lot of points. Either team is going to have to. I don't think either defense is completely shutting down the other offense. There are going to be points scored in this game. The weather, by the way, still looks good. Sunny, mid-40s during the day Sunday in Kansas City. At night, the low is 34. No precipitation. Winds like 10 miles an hour. So the weather's fine. To me, more than anything else, I am worried about Kansas City's defensive line disrupting the Bills' passing offense because they didn't have Ingram in that game. They didn't have Chris Jones. And there's also the trickle-down effect on Frank Clark, who was playing that game, I think, with a hamstring injury, if I recall what our Chiefs guest said yesterday. So, I don't mean to dismiss Mahomes, but I think the Bills will have to outscore Kansas City. And if you're going to have to do that, I worry about Allen and the offensive line and how they're going to be dealing with the defensive line, the blitzes, the stunts, whatever. Even when they rush four, they've got three really good pass rushers and a guy in the middle who can be a disruptive force. And I worry about that throwing off the Bills' offense more than, oh my God, how are we going to stop Kelce? How are we going to stop Hill? How are we going to stop Mahomes? And I'm not saying that's not an issue. The Bills have to score, I think, I'd feel good with getting over 30 points in this game. I need the offense to come up big, and I'm worried about that defensive line against the Bills' offensive line, probably more than anything else in this matchup. I keep thinking about that. Just don't blow up the line and have Allen, you know, running around not sure what to do because he has no time to process anything. It would be the opposite of New England, right? New England the last two games was, yeah, you know, we're gonna like rush three or four, and Josh would have time to do whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah, there were a couple games this year where the line really was probably the number one reason they got beat. Pittsburgh might be one of them.
Yeah.
The opener. He's running like crazy. They're after him all day. Jacksonville. Another.
That's right. Allen had a big game that game. Yeah.
I want to say Indianapolis feels like around the time we were really worried about the offensive line.
Yep.
You know, Spencer Brown going from right side to left side. That was that only Thanksgiving or was that two games?
It was two games I think he had to move out of there.
Okay. Anyway, they had to shuffle things a lot because Brown missed for COVID, and then Brown also moved.
Remember, and Dawkins was out a second time because of the COVID?
That's
right?
When Brown moved.
Yes,
so moved there were a couple games in the midpoint of the season where the line, you know, had its share. Definitely Pittsburgh, definitely Jacksonville. Those feel like the two that stick out to me.
Yeah, and that's why I said for me, that's it. Again, I mean, I know Mahomes is obviously very dangerous, and there are going to be, you know, the way opponents feel about Josh Allen when you think you've got to play defended well and he burns you for like a scramble and or makes a crazy throw, you know, before he hits the sideline or back into the middle of it. Like Mahomes is going to make those plays Sunday night. I'm sure he will at some point. So it was interesting listening to, I went back to watch some of the Chiefs media sessions this week. I don't normally do that, but you know, it's a big game, playoff game. What are they saying about the Bills? And it's funny to watch other teams get questions from their media about how difficult it is to deal with Josh Allen because of his arm and his legs. And here's Tyrann Mathieu being asked basically, you know, how deflating is it for a defense if you've got the call right, you've got everything covered, and all of a sudden this guy runs for 20 yards on you. And he said, you know, yeah, it can be deflating, but you got to come back and be ready for the next play, blah, blah, blah. Mahomes is that guy too. And I do think that's like, that's got that. I always, when I see Josh run, I keep thinking, God, that has got to really drive other teams nuts and fan bases. You're like, oh, we got that play stopped. And Mahomes is that guy. I don't think to the extent that Josh is right now, but there will be plays Sunday night. You know that, where, you know, you're going to have the play stop. This guy's going to run for 10 yards and extend to drive a third down run, something like that. And it's just, you know, you got to kind of keep your composure. So, I don't mean to ignore Mahomes and Kelce and Hill. And I know there's no Trey White. This is about the Bills. This is their offense. This is about scoring and outscoring Kansas City and giving Josh some time and McDermott being aggressive and whatever they have to do. Red zone success. I think Knox can be a really big weapon again. This is about scoring as many points as you can because I'm going to guess Kansas City's going to get theirs.
Yeah. There's a station in Kansas City that had me on for pregame. They recorded a segment, and they asked a question back in week five, and they asked it again, which is, the Bills will win if blank.
Hmm.
And it sounds like your answer is if they keep Josh upright, which they've done four games in a row.
No sacks last four
no
games.
No sacks four games in a row. If you keep him upright, and that, you know, that's partially the line. Big part of its line. Another part of it's how teams are defending. Another is, of course, how Josh escapes. He's number one in the league at escaping pressure.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, you know, pressures, I don't know what they called it. It might be pressures escaped, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a pressure and you don't hit the quarterback. That might be what it is. Pressures that don't lead to hits.
Right.
He's number one in the league. He gets away better than anybody.
I saw a stat. I should have saved it, Jeremy. Maybe you've seen this. This week, it was something about how Josh is, his quarterback rating is low against blitzes, but it's near the top against pressures. And I wondered why that would be the case where, anyway, but yeah, to me, that's it. That is it. I just need, and I know, look, I know he can, if there's pressure or if the pocket is collapsing, I know he can get outside and make plays. And I'm sure Kansas City, I don't know if they'll have one of their linebackers as a spy. You know, the Patriots are doing that. They'd rush three or rush four, and they'd keep one guy kind of tweener, you know, kind of hanging back just in case. I'm sure Kansas City will do something. They're going to want to keep Josh in the pocket, right? Contain, contain, contain. Don't rush and get caught upfield, and then he breaks contain, blah, 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 all that stuff. But, yeah, he can't be under siege because you're going to have to get touchdowns. And as much as I love the way Singletary has been running, let's face it, Brian Daboll still leans on, as he should, the passing game for this team. They're still a pass-first team. And to me, that's what I said. You know, you've got – and you're healthier than you were a year ago when you played Kansas City in the playoffs, right, with Diggs and Beasley. And Sanders had some time off, so hopefully he's got fresh legs. We know what Knox can do. McKenzie, right, he's going to get touches in this game. He's becoming – I don't know if X-factor is the right term, but he's becoming more of a weapon in the offense. Just please make sure the quarterback's not under siege because I think he can take advantage of the weapons he has against that secondary as long as he's not running for his life because of their pass rush.
Yeah. Which Melvin Ingram is there.
Yeah, that's a big difference. He's not getting sacks, but his presence is something you have to account for.
Want the season to start and end with losses because of Melvin Ingram.
Yeah, that's odd. I don't want that for a stat of the day.
No.
It is Football Friday, by the way. Happy Friday. It's cold out. It's going to get colder. So call us and it'll warm you up. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. We got phone lines open. I want to get to a call here in a second, but you've had all week to think about the game, to listen to everybody talk about the game, to take it all in. Well, today is your last chance with us anyway until Jeremy's got the pregame show on Sunday. Your last chance to join us, give us your prediction, what's going to happen. If you got some key players, I tweeted this out, three key Bills to win on Sunday, three key Bills. Not named Josh Allen, obviously. Of course, he has to have a good game. You can let us know about that, too. We will get connected with our fans, and we'll start with Todd in Buffalo. Welcome, Todd. Welcome to Football Friday.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Sure.
First, I have a couple comments. First of all, I think time of possession is going to be very important to keep Mahomes on the sidelines. I think Tyler Bass is going to be key. I could see three or four field goals. And one thing I noticed about Mahomes, when he scrambles to the right, he always throws back to the middle of the field. I've been noticing that a lot. I rewatched the game on week five. He always scrambles to the right and throws back to the middle.
Yeah.
And it kills teams. And my prediction is Buffalo 34, Kansas City 31. Thank you.
All right, Todd. Thanks. Yeah, he does the whole – well, Josh does that at times too, right? He does the whole throw that you're not supposed to make, and he's very good at it. And, like we talk about with Allen, I think with Mahomes, no play's ever dead. Don't ever think it's over. He's running towards the sideline, and you think, well, this play's not going anywhere. And at the last moment, he might see the slightest window, and he will make whatever throw he needs to make. So you always have to worry about that with Mahomes in this game. Adam tweeted in for the key players, Devin Singletary, eat up some clock, take time away from the Kansas City offense. Matt Milano and Tremaine Edmonds, keep Mahomes contained and take good angles on their attack. And you brought up something, too, earlier this week, and I saw a stat about this yesterday, the tackling, the limiting. Leslie Frazier talked about it. A couple guys have talked about it this week about, don't let a five-yard throw turn into a 50-yard pass play. Kansas City is second in the league in yards after catch. So it isn't just Tyreek Hill vertical. It's a lot of, sometimes it's screen. Don't let a screen turn out to be a big play or underneath throw or anything else they're doing because these guys are very effective yards after catch. So the tackling for the Bills, the linebackers, the secondary has to be really sound and solid so they don't turn some of these shorter throws into bigger plays on Sunday night.
That's what worries me. These plays – I anticipate a frustrating watch when the Chiefs are on offense because their offense is kind of like this organized chaos, you know? The screens, the motion. Is Kelce going to throw one again? Is Tyreek Hill going to, you know, he's going to run through the backfield. They're going to fake to him. They're going to hand off to some guy, throw back to Mahomes, and throw back to Hill. Like, trick plays could get busted out in this game quite a bit. We know the Bills' defense, when it gets hit, can get hit on over-pursuit, right? Yeah. That's the run game, is get them when they over-pursue. And if you've got a screen game with a lot of different wrinkles, like, adjust – I anticipate frustrating screen stuff. And if you go back to last year's AFC Championship game, they got burned on a 50-yard reverse or end-around by Mecole Hardman. It's a 50-yard rushing play. You know, the Bills have given up four of those this year, four 40-plus yard runs this year. So I anticipate it being stressful on defense. And when it comes to the offense, I mean, touchdowns, whatever. We all know what we expect out of this game, something we haven't yet gotten, which is a shootout both sides are at their best.
Yep.
And that means that touchdowns for your offense are a relief because it feels like you need one every time.
And I think, you know, if you look at it, really both offenses are fairly healthy, right? I mean, the Chiefs, both lines are healthy. They're playing their normal starters. Everybody's healthy except for them, Darrell Williams. Darrell Williams hasn't practiced, one of their running backs. But outside of that, I mean, the Bills only have Addison on their injury report. Both offenses are really healthy going into this game. And we know the weather's not going to be an issue. So I think this actually will be the shootout that the previous three matchups we were waiting to see. But it just never materialized.
I want to say let's hope so, but I also want to say let's hope it's a one-sided shootout for the Bills.
Hey, I'm for like 41-3. You
know me. I love stressful games. And I tell you, part of the reason we watch sports is to have stress and to have exciting moments. This is one I don't want any.
No. Oh, good for you. You're coming around to my way of thinking. Well,
Maybe just this one. Maybe just this one. I don't want to see stress, you know?
Well, yeah, and I think because, you know, let's face it. I mean, the Bills have had a – Not just during the win streak, but this entire season, it has not exactly
been
a gauntlet of quarterbacks. But there have been some stressful games. But they've also, how many times have they played a quarterback that would make you this nervous?
The Chiefs or the Bills?
The Bills,
either actually, for that matter.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're right. Right.
And that's
It's not been that many. And then the thing I'm leaning on is the Chiefs' last few games. They were in trouble against Drew Lock.
Yeah.
They got carved by Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
And then they played the Steelers, which doesn't count as playing an NFL offense. So, you know, like, there's a couple weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you don't get any credit for playing the Steelers. None. Absolutely none.
Wow. I'm going to have to see if I can get you a Steelers jersey, I guess, for your
birthday. Hey, by the way, I have your Christmas present here. I'll show it to you when we do our
Facebook Live, really?
Our Facebook Live,
Wouldn't that ruin the surprise? Or are you just going to show me the box?
I'm going to show you the actual gift. I want everybody else to see it, yeah.
Oh, boy, I'm not
excited.
Sure. I'm really not sure if I'm going to like this, actually.
You love hoodies. It's a hoodie.
Oh, I wear a hoodie every day here.
Well, good. I think you're going to like this hoodie.
Hmm. All right, it's not Syracuse orange. All right, I'll have to figure out what it might be. All right, here we go, folks. Let us go. It is time to talk Bills football. No sitting this one out today. Your prediction, whatever you want to talk about, the biggest keys to the game, like I said, key players for the Bills, who do you think it is and why? You can let us know. But either way, grab a line and call so we can talk football with you. We got plenty of time for open lines today. 803-0550 to join us on the show today. Sal's going to be with us at 7 o'clock, Murph at 8:30, which means a lot of quality time for calls. And as Jeremy mentioned, don't forget, we will be live on the WGR Facebook page from 8 to 10 this morning. I brought in the appropriate cap to wear today as opposed to what I did last week, which, Oh, you'll be very happy for two reasons.
You got a good bend on this brim, you're saying?
I'm not going to comment. I'm just going to say you're going to be very happy for two reasons when you see what I'm wearing at 8 o'clock.
It's a cowboy hat.
Oh, God, bite your tongue, please.
That would have made me happy.
No. Oh, you meant a cowboy hat. I thought you meant a Dallas cowboy hat.
No, like an actual cowboy hat.
An actual cowboy hat, like a Clint Eastwood cowboy hat. All right, that I get. No, it's not a cowboy hat. I don't even own one. So anyway, 8 to 10, special playoff edition on our Facebook page. Make sure you check that out. It is brought to you by Value Home Centers, your hometown team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This time, spray it down low. Skinner snaps it across Thompson to Darlene. Neat pass for Quinn. Walks in. Fire scores! There it is! He can light up a team with that smile, and with that shot, he lights up the entire building.
Dan Dunleavy on the call last night for Mr. Quinn's goal, and that's one of the first moments of the game, by the way, in case you were wondering. Moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth.
30 seconds on the Sabres on a football Friday. Any thoughts? Nice shot by Jen.
Darlene.
Darlene's a great
goal.
Game.
Darlene's little one-touch pass between his legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darlene looked – and it was pointed out – maybe it was John Vogel pointed this out – the goal scorers last night, like the group of guys, Quinn, Cousins, Darlene, Tuck. This is – these are core players going forward, so it's nice to see a night where all of them contributed.
Yes. Development is just goals.
And they got four, so that's good.
That's it. That's the only thing they can do to probably make you feel all right is
–
scoring goals by the young guys. They did blow a lead, and one of the things about them is that the blowing of leads is bad.
Yes.
Part of the reason they're blowing leads is because they're getting absolutely dominated. And last night they got dominated.
Yeah, I think
shot attempts at 5-on-5.
Yeah, go ahead.
70-31.
All right, because I saw what they were for the whole game, but that included Dallas's power play.
Okay,
so
that's just at 5-on-5.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
It was 78-39. No, it would have been more.
78-39.
Yeah, that reminds me of the Tang team when we'd come into work and talk about how they so that and their penalty killing was bad and whatever. But honestly, look, we've talked about it. This season for me means wins are a bonus. I just want to see them score. I want to see them be entertaining. I want to see the young kids play well. So when you have a night where Quinn, Cousins, Darlene, and Tuck all score, Tuck's got 8 points in 8 games as a Sabre, great. Because these guys are all going to be here next season.
I'm not even so sure I'd go so far as to say wins are a bonus, such as nice for the people involved. That's it. Other than that,
I don't even know what their record is. And I know Paul had a tweet last night about how I guess they've lost 9 straight at home. No idea. I mean, I'm not looking at standings. I'm not, 8-2-2 in this or 3-5-7 in this. Whatever. It's how are the young guys playing? How are they doing? What's Granato doing? Are guys getting better? It's all, that's all the season was for me. And then who else is going to be here next season when they actually put what we think is closer to the real roster together?
They have 9 wins in 40 games.
Is that what it is? Yeah, yep. I didn't even. Where
are they? Sorry. 9 regulation wins.
Are they last in the standings, or where are they?
They're in 28th.
All right.
But Ottawa will likely pass them. Ottawa has 7 games in hand.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's right. They had all their home games postponed because of the lack of fans.
Yeah, so
they're where – well, basically, they're where they always are and where we thought they would be, where they have resided for, the last 5-6 years or so.
Yeah, but Tuck looks like a nice player, and Quinn, I don't think he goes back, personally, so there you go.
I'm good with that, and I like what I've seen from Samuelson in a very small sample size once again. Cousins has 10 goals now, and so I think there are some reasons to be excited. Maybe Mittelstadt is getting back to playing, which would be nice, because the season has been pretty much a wash for him. I'd like to see him get back and see how he looks, because he was one of those guys going into the season. Sorry, this is longer than 30 seconds, but I'm blab for a living. He was one of those guys, Jeremy, going into the season on the list of players like, okay, well, there's some promising development signs after the coaching change, like him, Thompson. It was a long list. But Mittelstadt, you know, is, I think, one of your centers going forward next season. Thompson has had a good year. I'd like to see Mittelstadt come back. I'd like to see him pick up where he was last season and give me reason for hope that another young player who wasn't really showing much is actually someone you could count on going forward. Because I wrote him off, I wrote Thompson off, and I hope I'm wrong on both. That's more than 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you. I was going to ask you. I didn't really. I was looking over through all this stuff, offense, defense, and everything about this game. We haven't really had to talk about this the last couple games, but if they do punt Sunday night, I hope Matt Hawk is okay in this game.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about Bass. I know, like, Bass, you know, had a rough night PATs, and a couple people tweeted about that. Yeah, I just think he had a bad day at work. He's a hell of a kicker. But Hawk, it's been nice not having to worry about punting the ball.
Yeah, because that's not gone well for them.
No, really badly. Yeah. So, well, you know, again, I don't know that the Bills are going to have – they're not going to have a touchdown every drive game. Pretty safe bet to say that, since it, you know, it never happened before, 7-7. So they're probably going to be punting at some point. Matt Hawk, please, the last thing I need is for you to have short punts to just make life a little bit easier for Mahomes and their offense.
What's everybody feeling? Are they going to win? Because the other part of this is, you know, these big games are fun, and the New England game that was the Monday night game and the game that was in New England. Once you get to the playoffs, I don't want to say it's still kind of new for me, but, you know, there was a generation of Bills football where you didn't wake up on a Friday and think, I wonder if my team's still going to be playing on Monday, you know, like, and that's kind of harsh. Like, I know that it's not anything new, but sometimes it just kind of hits me. Like, I don't want the season to end. I want this team to, you know, continue to play. They're obviously, it's fun to watch them play, and they're every bit good enough to beat the Chiefs. So, you know, you can't guarantee you're going to get this natural progression of, like, oh, the AFC Championship won game 1 year, and then the next year you're just going to be better than that. You know, the Titans went to the AFC title game, and then the following year went out earlier, and then the year after that they're the one seed. Like, mm-hmm. you know, there's going to be a little bit of a season-to-season roller coaster on how high and low you are, and, you know, sometimes I think about the season ending, and other times I think about them being in the Super Bowl, which is very – I mean, it's very possible. It's every bit as possible as last year.
Yeah.
If not more so. I don't know if it's more or less likely than last year. It feels like last year's offense was better. It feels like this year's defense is better. It feels like now that they've won a game in Kansas City that maybe it's more likely. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of emotion, obviously. A lot of roller coaster to it.
I think it feels – okay, for me – I think it feels closer this year, and one of the reasons – well, a couple reasons why. For one, I think overall, as a complete team, they're playing very well. The offense seemingly now is – the line looks good, the running game is better, all that stuff. We all know the storylines. They're playing their best football of the season. The defense has been pretty consistent with Trey, without Trey. I mean, they've been pretty good start to finish. To me, it's kind of the reverse of last year, right? When they beat the Ravens, it was – you know, Nirvana. We're great. AFC Championship. I don't want to say it was gravy, but, you know, it was kind of gravy. But you looked at that thinking, okay, Kansas City, come on, Cleveland, come on, Cleveland, come on, Cleveland. All right, Kansas City won. And I went into that game thinking, you know, I mean, they could beat them. Wasn't really expecting it. If they win this game Sunday night, I mean, I'm 1,000% expecting them to beat whoever they're going to play in the AFC Championship game. So in some respects, the Super Bowl, while it's two games away, feels closer to me because there was still, hey, nice job. You beat the Colts, beat the Ravens. Great. Who's next? Ooh, got to go to Arrowhead.
Is it because the Chiefs last year still had that air of invincibility?
Yes.
And now they don't.
Absolutely. Because it was, oh, yeah, okay, that game here against Kansas City didn't go so well. And now you got to go there and face them. And they still had that mystique, that aura about them. Now, what happened this year? Well, the Bills beat them in Kansas City, and the Chiefs had kind of, you know, their moments this season where the offense went through a funk and the defense was bad, but now it's better, and they don't have that aura of invincibility. And again, you would look at this and think, if the Bills win, no matter who they play, the Bengals or the Titans, no disrespect,
they're going to be favored.
I'm going to expect. Well, I don't know if they'd be favored in Nashville.
I bet. Boy, if they're only...
You know what? I'll tell you what. The line's only 1.5 for this. What the heck would it be for Tennessee?
It's down to 1.5 in Kansas City. And
yeah.
I think that most people think the Chiefs are better than the Titans.
I would agree.
The Titans have beaten these teams.
Yeah.
I bet if they go to Nashville, it is a pick 'em.
But in your mind, right, Jeremy? In your mind, you will fully... If they beat Kansas City, you will fully expect them to beat whoever they play. Home, road, doesn't matter. Because I will look at this as this was the toughest opponent in the conference. So that's what I said. In some respects... In the divisional round last year, I knew in all likelihood they're going to be tough if they got to go to Kansas City.
Yeah.
But if they get through this one, I'll feel very optimistic, really confident that they'll be able to beat the Bengals at home or go to Nashville and beat Tennessee.
And maybe it's because Mahomes has seemed more human this year. You know, there was a stretch where he didn't have bad games, period. And now we've seen he has bad games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's had a couple bad games this season. Not horrendous, but, you know, not up to what his standard normally is.
Not Mahomesian.
No. And there's also, for the most part, he's not had a bad playoff game.
Right.
You could say the Super Bowl last year, but a lot of that's not on him. He's hurt. And his line was a disaster in front of him. You know, there's a perfect storm that led to a bad scenario. But, you know, a lot of the grades from that game gave him positive grades. He did everything he could with a really bad situation. So he's not had a lot of bad playoff games. He's also not even had a road playoff game for that matter. So maybe that's part of the reason why.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even really have to have a bad game for the Bills to win. He can have a good game. And, you know, Allen can just be better that day, because what we saw on Saturday was kind of this new level of he has the capability to be better than anyone. He's done it. You know, it's like when you, I don't know, you win a major golf tournament. All of a sudden, like, oh, okay, you're now in the club. We know you can beat everyone out there.
Right.
That's the kind of performance he put it on Saturday against the Patriots.
When we get back,
Meatloaf, you want to talk about Mr. Loaf?
Yes, is that all right?
If you want to talk about the loaf, that's all right.
The loaf?
I already checked out his Wikipedia to find out why he got the name Meatloaf and learned a few things about him.
Yeah. Sad news this morning with the passing of Meatloaf. So we'll pay a quick little pay homage to him and one of the greatest albums ever made in the history of music. 803-0550 to join us. It is Football Friday. Your day to make your predictions, how the game is going to play out Sunday night. What are you thinking? Grab a line. We'll talk all things Bills Chiefs with you. Football Friday on WGRS, brought to you by Buffalo Style Chicken Logs from Original Pizza Logs, official finger food of the Buffalo Bills, and by Corona Hard Seltzer, an official seltzer of the Buffalo Bills. Right. It only goes 8.5 minutes. We'll be fine. Go ahead. And I never had a girl looking any better than you did. It's okay. It's a good song.
I remember this song. I also remember Objects in the Rearview Mirror, because that was a video that I remember.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I feel like...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say... I think this is the iconic song. Now, I don't know if 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad was higher on the charts than Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Bad Out of Hell is a fantastic song. The title track is out of this world. Great guitar playing. But this, to me, Jeremy, is the iconic song on that album. And there isn't a bad cut on the 7-track album. This is the one I love this song. This was one of the very first albums I bought. So this would have been, I think, 77 it came out. I was into music, right? But I was buying 45s. I didn't have favorite groups. I just heard a song. I liked the song. You go out, hey, 99 cents, get a 45. Great. Play it on my little record player. Wonderful. And then I started hearing this. A buddy of mine had the album. And I'm like, hey, this is pretty good. So this is probably the first or maybe second. It's one of the first 3 albums that I ever bought. And I mean, absolutely magnificent to this day. Like I said, there is not a bad track. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's fabulous. Bad Out of Hell is 10 minutes of music joy. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And that was sad. I didn't realize he passed away. I came in and one of our colleagues at BEN mentioned he had passed away. And kind of a lousy way to start the day.
I'm remembering the Objects in the Rearview Mirror because the video was kind of steamy.
Mm, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, back when videos did that stuff.
Well, the
which they still might.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light was.
That might be the one I'm thinking of too.
Yes.
Steamy.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's him and the female singer, you know, coming on to each other basically. So
sure.
Yeah, it was. There's a little Phil Rizzuto play-by-play in there.
Yeah,
the old Yankees announcer.
Yeah. They used to play that song at proms. A lot.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
I would feel like that's not the song you want to play on. I mean,
it's a big anthem that people sing along to,
yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
It's
funny when we used, I don't know what the things you.
Like,
remember.
I went to a lot of proms, by the way.
Were you a regular prom goer?
I went,
a designated prom guest or something?
One, maximum two.
All right, well, you're one prom ahead of me. I skipped out on my prom. It's funny. Like that album. I don't know why I equate the two, but I just the Paradise by the Dashboard. Every time we went like midnight bowling, that was a song that was always played. I mean, that again, this is late 70s. It was a popular album. It was a bestseller and all that, and that was the iconic song. And that was just Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell, Paradise by the Dashboard Light were perfect for midnight bowling. The place would just go nuts every time that was played. So little things that kind of stick with you. Anyway, Meatloaf, great album, great career. Played Eddie in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, if you remember seeing the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And sad that he passed away at the age of 74.
He was a security guard in one of the Wayne's World movies.
Is that right? I did not know that.
Very, very small cameo.
Wow. I had no idea. And, there was another... Oh, what was the other great song he did? It was not on that album. He did like a Bat Out of Hell Part 2 in the 90s. I got to look that up. And there was another... song that came out of that. Give me a second, because it was another. It's one. It's also a favorite of mine, and I apologize. I'm having one of those moments where the brain doesn't function properly. I'll look it up. Anyway, rest in peace, Meatloaf. Absolutely fantastic album. One of the greatest albums of my childhood. 803-0550 to join us. Hopefully a great football game to talk about Sunday night. Bills and the Chiefs, we are going through it all morning long, and we want to hear from you. Today's your day to step up and give us your prediction, your thoughts, what's going to happen Sunday night. What are you feeling good about? If you think the Bills are going to win, I'll make this simple. Why? The Bills will win, right, Jeremy? Isn't that what you had to answer?
The Bills will win, blank, and the Chiefs will win if blank. Very quick, one more Meatloaf note. That was a sports conversation, because did you know – he got his nickname Meatloaf from a football coach.
I didn't know that. What's the story behind that?
He was a big dude and his coach called Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Uh-huh. So then he formed a band.
He was a big dude.
Based on Meatloaf.
Okay.
There you go. So, sports conversation.
Very memorable name. And he was a large man, yes. All right, Sal's on the way next. Football Friday, WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.